Hi, this is a new patient visit. Name of the patient is Kendra War Ingram. K like Kelly, E-N-D-R-A, Kendra. Last name is War-Ingram, W-A-R-R-I-N-G-R-A-M. Ms. Kendra Ingram, date of birth is 9-18-74. Date of accident is 5-5-2022. And date of service is 11-20-2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today as a new patient. Sorry, she presents for a new patient visit today. She reports that she suffered this accident on 5-5-2022 in automobile accident that led to all the chief complaint that are being reported. The chief complaints are severe pain to the neck, mid-back, lower back, numbness and tingling of the arm and hands and fingers of both sides, and pain in both shoulders, headache, anxiety, depression, pain in the right knee. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 5-5-2022, approximately 5:30 p.m., patient was involved in automobile accident near Ford Road in Detroit by Southfield Freeway. The patient was traveling southbound on Southfield Freeway, and she was rear-ended, and she then crashed into a car in front. No one died. There were no major injuries, but she reported that her car was totaled. Rear bumper was gone. Rear trunk is broken. Windshield was broken, and car was deemed totaled. And in the impact of the accident, patient report that she injured her head and then chest was injured from the seat belts, right knee hit into the steering wheel and dashboard, neck whiplash, and they are swollen, and the shoulder was injured to the window. She was a resident driver of a Ford Explorer, and the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And the accident happened during the rush hour when she was rear-ended by a gentleman driving a truck, which caused her to crash into the car in front of her. Three-car accident. Unfortunately, the history whether she went to the hospital after the emergency room is not present at the time of dictation. Patient also reports of another automobile accident beside the one on 5-5-2022. Previous motor vehicle accident was in 2014 when she was a driver on 8 Mile and Greenfield, and she was hit and the case is closed. At the time, she injured her right shoulder and the left knee, and she had a couple epidural injections at the time. MRIs were done at affiliated. That's in the past history. So the patient is suffering from headaches currently, which are 30% improved since the beginning of the time. On 5-5-2022, they are less often, less intense, one per day, and they are almost four or five on an intensity of 1 to 10, mostly front and the right temple, and they are moderately severe, constant, sensitive to light, but not sensitive to the noise, especially with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the symptom, TBI symptoms, patient has listed nausea, fearful of the event, nightmares, loss of concentration, lack of focus, and vertigo, but denies any dizziness, loss of consciousness, seizures, or ringing in the ear, or vision problems, or hearing problems, or any problem with the taste or smell, or jaw problems. Patient has no sudden anesthesia, or difficulty walking, fatigue, no incontinence of the urine bowel. However, the patient does report some anxiety, depression, some weakness, and also numbness, tingling of both the hands involving all the fingers. Regarding the pain syndrome, the patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck, which is currently 4, mid-back pain is 7 to 10, lower back pain is 7 to 10. She denies any radiation of pain from the neck to the upper extremity or from lower back to the lower extremity. No toes are involved or foot is involved. In addition, patient has pain in the both shoulders, which is 4 to 5, and she can do 90 degrees of abduction forward flexion on the right shoulder. However, the left shoulder is in a sling and has just recently got operated on November 27. It was a redo surgery for her shoulder and it was not tested or checked. The surgery to the right shoulder was done on 4/26/2023 prior to this accident. Oh no, after this accident, sorry. And she is 65% better. Dr. Gilliard is the orthopedic surgeon. Currently, she has pain around 4 or 5 and she can move the right shoulder to 90 degrees. She also reports some motor weakness of both the arms and she drops phone and the dinner plates with them and she's not able to maintain. Patient reports mild to moderate pain in the right knee, which is 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has a difficult time walking and carrying out the ADLs. These pains are reported to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, and hot and burning. Pain level is from 5 to 7. And ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved with medications and physical therapy rest. The patient past investigation patient report that she has had many X-rays, MRIs, EMGs, and that are going to be discussed here. Regarding past treatment, patient has done extensive physical therapy at team rehab, Right Way, RITEWAY. 100 visits have been done. And she also has done chiropractic and visits more than 20. In fact, the chiropractor has sent her here for evaluation. She has had 3 or 4 laser treatments. She has had surgery to the left shoulder. Sorry, for the right shoulder. And then left shoulder is going to be operated soon. And she has had a series of epidural injections, medications. Please review the chart for the system review. Past surgical history, allergies, for family history, and for the relationship status, employment status, legal history, and also for personal history. Also review the chart for ADLs that are reported by the patients. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 131 over 96, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. This is a 74 kidna wave. Hi, so physical examination for Kendra War Ingram is as follows. Date of service is 11/20/2023. The patient's blood pressure is 131 over 96, pulse 80, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'6", weight 175, This is a 51-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And there's no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination and gait, all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. The range of motion, cervical spine is forward flexion 40, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation 75. The lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is found negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, Sotohol test is negative. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the patient has negative Brudzinski conic test and a positive straight leg raising test at 35 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive also. Kemp test is positive. Breger test is negative. Brudzinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, bilaterally are found minimally tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. But Faber test and Gunston test are found positive bilaterally. And patient is able to reasonably walk. Examination of the extremities. The patient has painful area and pathology in both the shoulders, both hands, and the right knee, which are being examined separately. Other than that, rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length dyspraxia noticed. The gait is normal. Examination of the shoulders bilaterally is as follows. The right shoulder has a pain level around 4 to 5, and active motion is possible up to 90 to 100 degrees. On the right shoulder in forward flexion and abduction, the Hawken-Kinetic test is negative, and the speed test, near test is negative, anterior-posterior apprehension test is negative. And in the left shoulder, patient has a very diminished movement to the tune of 10 degrees. For forward flexion and abduction, Hawken-Kinetic test is positive, speed test, near test are positive, anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Patient has a poor muscle strength, 4x5. In the left arm. Examining of the distal hand bilaterally reveals the following, that there is a positive clinal sign, Phalen sign bilaterally for carpotraum compression test. And on inspection, there are no fractures or swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy. And color of the skin is normal, no angular deformity, angulation deformity. And slight muscle weakness is there, 4x5 is the motor power. Atrophy of the thenar prominence is not present. The reflexes and peripheral circulation and are intact. Range of motions are normal. Examination of the right knee reveals a general pain, but no erythema or effusion, tenderness, swelling, or asymmetry. And there is no popping noise, grinding noise, or any crepitus. Range of motion of the right knee is completely normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 5x5. Valgus and varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray, Steinman negative. And patellar apprehension negative. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 X60, S09.90 XA, Z79.891. R51 in the CNS, R51, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.09, ligaments M54.0, shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, and M75.110, M75.50, S43.432D. Left elbow. Oh no, elbow is okay. In the hand, M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 and S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Kendra Barr Ingram is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been visiting Michigan Spine or Spine Expert of Michigan, Dr. Redden, who has provided two epidurals several months ago with equivocal relief. She has seen Dr. Gilliard. She had a first surgery on the left knee. And then surgery was done on the right shoulder. In 2016, she underwent a left knee repair by Dr. Gilliard for a previous accident of 2014. She also did a right shoulder rotator cuff and labral repair in 2014-2015 for the previous accident of 2014. After that, patient has had a right shoulder rotator and labral repair on April 2023 for the current accident. And it has improved her her shoulder movement. Now she is opting for the left shoulder repair with Dr. Gary Gilliard. And that is okay with us to do. She's also done a physical therapy with chiro and laser. That is also okay if she wants to continue, which she does. I've ordered a physical therapy for neck, mid back, lower back, the shoulders, and both wrist and hand. Carpal tunnel is there, and the knee pain for the right. And traction massage is ordered. Laser and chiro is ordered. Patient is also provided disability for work, housework, replacement, attended care for 8 hours, 7 days, some transportation and case management. Attended care is provided because she cannot move her left shoulder at all, and I think it is the appropriate thing to do. Maps and lab have been reviewed, and urine drug scans are reviewed. Medications are provided to this patient as follows. She's provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for healing and anti-inflammatory effect. Flexoril is provided 10 milligram 2 times a day for muscle relaxation. Ultrime is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram PRN, 50 tablets. Wellbutrin is provided 150 milligram XL for anxiety and panic relief, depression relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN, 60 tablets for anxiety relief. Lyrica is provided PRN, 50 milligram for pain relief. Furosets are provided, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 of them for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for relief, topical pain relief. Patient is also provided with a photobiomodulation device to help with the laser and infrared at home for her back. She is also provided a prescription for yoga at home. A compounding cream has been ordered for her pain also. Currently, the patient is quite stable and she is carrying on with a conservative treatment. as per her wish. MRI of the brain was reviewed from M1 imaging dated May 31, 2022, was found to be completely normal. MRI for the lumbar spine shows a bulging disc at T11 and T12, L4, L5, L5S1. For this, patient is advised to consider lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 to 6 to bring complete healing. Cervical spine shows grade 1 retrolisthesis of C5 over 6. Along with this, there is a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6 bulging, indenting the bilateral exiting C6 nerve root and the C5 nerve roots. Again, patient is advised to consider cervical epidural steroid injection time 2 to bring some relief. A CT of the brain was negative, that was ordered, and right knee MRI dated 2/2/2023 shows increased signal in the superior lateral aspect of Hoffa intrapatellar fat pad consistent with patellar tendon lateral femoral condyne friction syndrome. Patient has already undergone a surgery for the right knee. In addition, patient has a left knee MRI which shows a repair of the cruciate ligament, anterior cruciate ligament, which has been done. It's a post-operative stage. Regarding the MRI of the right shoulder, there is a partial thickness bursal and articular surface tear involving supraspinal tendon and infraspinal tendon. An EMG report is also enclosed. There is a moderate chronic right and left C5-6 radiculopathy with mild to moderate ongoing irritation denervation at the same levels. All of this are discussed with the patient, and if patient comes for her epidural injection, it will bring her relief. Records are being obtained from Dr. Reddins and other places that the patient has been to. The role of therapy, yoga, and all of these are discussed with the patient in great detail. He's been advised to continue the following. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. I just reviewed the MRI earlier. Interventional pain procedure, lumbar epidural, cervical epidural, and SI joint injections are recommended for the patient to improve her health. No treatment for the knee and the shoulder is being ordered because she is already seeing orthopedic surgeon. Surgical options are already being considered. Patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon for her issues. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. There are not very many complaints patient has, but I think she has already been seeing neuropsych and for counseling. Attended care is ordered one time for help with the homework for after the surgery, which is going to be done next week. Caseworker, yes. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. DME. Patient already has all the DMEs. And education, yes. This follow visit in 15 days, their contact is yes. Thank you.